Today is Monday, March 28th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, looks like I left my phone across the room, and I was going to read a couple of Twitter things. Well, you know what? I have another phone here. So I'm just going to pull up Twitter really quick. I don't like pulling it up on the computer for whatever reason. It just behaves differently on the computer. And so the only thing I want to say is I got a couple of more tweets from folks about the jarred conversation. And I'm looking here. Let's see. Well, Dean Barney said he didn't hear jarred. I believe he didn't hear jarred. And then also he says, you were speaking crap on the episode. I thought he was saying I was speaking crap. Like what I was saying was crap. And then I thought, oh no, I actually talked about crap. Anyway, so he says, I recommend those moist wipes you can buy. Do you have them in the USA or a bidet? Yeah, we do have moist towelettes. I don't think they call them that. You can get, I think, probably not, but I want to say they're sold in the baby section. They probably make an adult version of them as well that are basically flushable wet wipes. And yeah, I guess I should. I guess I should look into that. Then he says, no more dangleberries. Love you. Please update us on BB Canada thoughts. Gosh, it's been so long since we finished. It's been a couple of weeks since we finished it. And all I'll say is my overall thoughts is going to be basically what I said before. And that is, I find it to be more engaging than US Big Brother. For the most part, I find the Big Brother Canada players to be more strategic and actually playing the game. Whereas I feel like in the US, it's just about, and this is only based on one season, and I don't know, this could have been one season of Big Brother Canada. But I feel like the common thing in US Big Brother is you make a big, huge alliance, and then you just spend the first, I don't know, half to two thirds of the season just picking off everyone that's not in your alliance. Because it's so big, you know, you get all the strong people in one alliance and you win all the competitions and then, you know, whatever. And it gets very boring for the folks who are watching. And I really like underdogs, and so, or people who you don't expect to win, you know, coming up from the bottom and picking themselves up by their bootstraps and all of that kind of stuff and, you know, winning the game. And I just found that that season of Canada, I mean, yes, we did get to the end, and yes, someone from like the main alliance did win, but there were so many twists and turns. And the mom that did so well at the end, she almost made it to final two and she could have won the whole thing. And I don't know, you just don't usually in Big Brother USA, you carry someone along with you who, you know, you can beat. You have a big alliance, you pick everyone off. It gets very boring. But I just found it, you know, a lot more compelling. I was okay with the winner. The power couple were gone, which was good. I didn't want the power couple to be there anymore. And I was okay with the person who won, and I liked the person that got picked for Canada's favorite or whatever. So yeah, so those were my thoughts. And then Dean Barney says, and when you're on your Mediterranean cruise, remember this. And it says at what time, it's a map that shows at what time dinner is in all the countries. And I want to say for the most part, gosh, I just want to say Finland and Norway and Denmark and all of those so early? Do all the grandparents live there? But I want to say for the most part in the Mediterranean area where we're going to be, it's 8 to 9 p.m., which is perfect. Spain is even 9:30 to 10:30. That's great. Although I think we're going to be on the ship for most of our dinners, so it won't matter anyway. But I'm happy that they're later. And I knew in Spain they eat really late. I knew that. Baron Frosty says, "Dear old man Topic, you do know you can trim in certain areas to alleviate your dingleberry issue, right?" Yeah, you know, I need to. I honestly, you know what happened? When I was younger and twinkier and, you know, went to the bars with Maddie and everything else and was trying really hard to look as skinny and twinkish as I possibly could, I shaved everything. And it was such a pain in the butt. And then I met Mark and he didn't really care. You know, he didn't really have a preference one way, or at least he doesn't seem to have a preference one way or the other. And we just got really comfortable in our relationship. And I was just like, eh, you know, and I stopped shaving. And yeah, I do know. I used to do that all the time. It does get itchy, though, when it starts to grow back. It also feels weird in that particular area when you first shave, if you sweat or anything, and then you're slick and you're not used to being slick in that area. It's interesting. Chris from Tennessee says, "I hate to continue this conversation, but I also did not hear two syllables. I just heard one syllable." Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. Laughing Buddha liked that tweet, so I guess he posted a GIF that says "same," and it's the, I can't remember her name, but the Lord, I can't remember her name, but she's the girl that has, she has a baking show on YouTube, but now she also has a baking show on HBO Max. Panzano something, Laurie Panzano, I don't know, I can't think of her name, but. Yeah, so he was agreeing. Baron Frosty liked the tweet, I believe. So yeah, several people have said they're only hearing one syllable. So there you go. All right, well, on the weekend, we did record Mix Minus Friday night. I had an entire bottle of wine. And I didn't really have much of a hangover, maybe a slight headache in the morning. I will say this, though. I didn't really feel it for whatever reason. And usually it's interesting because when Mark and I do a dinner that has a wine pairing, we did one on Valentine's. I was feeling it by the end of the dinner. And I would imagine that those wine pairings are not even an entire bottle. So I'm not really sure why I wasn't feeling it. But I did drink an entire bottle. So there you go. On Saturday, we went and got breakfast. And came back and had our breakfast. And Mark wanted to walk at the park. So we walked at the park. And then we hung out with my parents. Because it's been a while. And as you guys know, my mom had COVID. So I was trying to stay away from her. I don't know. It was just, I love my mom. But I swear, if she did not talk about every topic that I don't want her to talk about, she brought up Trump. And how they're looking forward to using Trump Social when they're able to use it, because the Christians are going to be able to say what they want to say without being censored. She talked about trans women shouldn't play sports on a women's team. She brought up something about a black person. I don't know, some racist thing about a black. It was like everything that I don't want my mom to say all came up over the course of this evening. It was, it's horrible. We had dinner at a barbecue place. It was fine. And we went back to their place and watched Arkansas Razorback basketball, which was actually interesting. I enjoy, I'm a fan of Arkansas basketball, and we had made it to the final eight. But we were beat by Duke, so... I said the first game of the season I watch and we lose. So anyway, we did that. I mean, I had fun and, you know, it's just, I just cringe, especially because Mark is with me and I don't want him to feel uncomfortable. It's more about, I think it's more about him feeling uncomfortable than anything. I am disappointed that my mom is becoming more and more the wrong kind of conservative as she gets older. But it's also because Mark has to go through it. It's my mom. So if, you know, if I have to go through it, that's fine. You know, whatever. She's my mom. But I just hate it that Mark has to go through it. And then on Sunday, I'll have to talk about this tomorrow, but we did a date afternoon and we went to Top Golf. So maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.